Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Sergeant Kelly Maines. Sergeant Maines, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate being able to be here.
Yeah, we have you here to talk about Shop with a Cop. It's something that, you know, I always love seeing it because it's such a good way to get the department out involved with the community. But for people who might not know, what is Shop with a Cop?
Oh, Shop with a Cop is a great thing. So Shop with a Cop is a program where we're able to, through the funds that we're able to receive through donations and grant funding, we're able to take some selected kids and selected families to hopefully have something over the holiday season that they might not have. It's been a great program that's been in place for many, many years. So it's a great program for our area.
And let's talk about this for a second, a little more in depth. Who is eligible to Shop with a Cop?
So typically the kids that we try to select, like I said, are the kids that somebody that would be in a position where their family maybe couldn't do anything for the Christmas season for whatever reason. Most of the time the kids that are selected by recommendations from our officers. They're going out on calls and coming across people who they'll come in and let me know, hey, these are kids that definitely could be of use for this program or could really use this program this year. And there are pretty much any kid that's pretty much eligible for it, other than we try not to select kids that have already participated in it or are participating in other programs such as Angel Tree or through the United Way or Sub for Santa or those programs. We want to kind of make sure everybody gets a chance.
So. And so you mentioned that a lot of these recommendations come from your officers. Now, if there are people out there listening in the community who know a family who could benefit from the Shop with a Cop program, how could they go about nominating someone?
So this year we created it's a nomination-style form. It's just a Google-style form. It has actually been posted on the Price City Police Department webpage, and several of the agencies in our area have shared that as well. It's a very simple form. You just have to go in and ask for some basic information, parents info, an address, good contact phone number if anybody knows it, the kids' names and ages, and then the reason why they think they would be a good fit for the program. And it also asks if they've ever participated before or if they're participating in any other programs.
And then one of the hardest parts you run into when you're trying to organize a charity like this is funding. And unfortunately, that's especially the case now. If there are people in the community who want to get involved and help donate to Shop with a Cop, how can they do that?
So the best ways that that can be done is we take donations to the Price City Utilities Office specific for Shop with a Cop, or they can come to the Price City Police Department and make a donation that way. So Price City Police, we are kind of the sponsoring agency for Shop with a Cop. We go out and seek out all the funding through donations and grants, and 100% of that goes back to these kids that get selected. And all the funds that come in, we allocate that out to all the agencies that are involved, all the law enforcement agencies in our area. And those agencies are responsible for picking selected kids within their jurisdictions and their communities. I work on selecting the kids for Price Police, but the form that we have created is good for anybody in Carbon County. It sends the link directly to me when they submit the form, and then I figure out from there which agency to forward it on to, and we go from there. So,
and then you mentioned a second ago that Price City Police Department is kind of the planning agency, but it's kind of a countywide initiative.
It is.
What other departments are involved in this?
So obviously the Price City Police are, the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, Helper City Police, Wellington City Police, East Carbon City Police, the Highway Patrol, Adult Probation and Parole, and Utah State University Eastern's Police Department.
And, you know, they say it takes a village, and in this case, it just takes a whole lot of police departments.
Yeah, definitely.
But what you guys are doing is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Now, Sergeant Maines, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just hope that everybody has a good holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything like that. And anybody that may be looking for some last-second shopping ideas or picking up some last-second shopping things at Christmas, right before Christmas, the 21st of December is when we're doing Shop with a Cop, from around 10 o'clock to, 1 o'clock or so, probably not the best time to head into Walmart. There's going to be a lot of kids and a lot of cops, and we're going to be doing a lot of shopping during that time.
So. Well, Sergeant Maines, thank you again so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Sergeant Kelly Maines, and we were talking about Shop with a Cop. That'll be on December 21st. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.